right, what we can see is that there are reports of an explosion, and there's a picture, of course, suggesting the same right now explosion.
You can just type a sentence into one of these text-to-image generators, which are AI-based, and it'll turn out an image. How does this play into some of the existing problems we have with, you know, the ways people deceptively miscontextualize an image to claim it's one thing when it's another, right? They show, you know, an act of violence against one ethnic group and claim it's against another and try and incite violence. So this is basically a supercharger of those existing tendencies. I think the problem is, and this is why we worry about this when we look at AI-generated images, is these tools are getting better and better. Yes, for the moment, this was an easy one, right? You could easily look at a live feed and see that the Pentagon wasn't burning. And if you look at other contexts, right, places that don't have live feeds, places that don't have the attention of fact checkers, places that don't have other witnesses, places where maybe the AI has got better, that's what we need to worry about as we go forward.